Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
You need a victor to bring everybody else's talent level up.
But it's not happening.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
We're on the air.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It takes a long time, man. It takes a long time.
Listen, it's not like this.
No, it takes a long
time. It's not like this happened. Just Tennessee used to be what Connecticut is now.
Yeah, but it was a different time back then. They were winning it all the time.
There's just no way I'd ever watch women's basketball because
it's not about watching a sport. It's about what needs to happen. In order for sports to be intriguing, there needs to be parity, and there's just not parity right now. It's just like in women's soccer in the 80s and 90s when North Carolina won 10 straight, and they had basically all the World Cup women on their team. That whole team from 1999 was all North Carolina.
I'm just not into watching games that aren't competitive, and none of their games are competitive.
But in order for it to be competitive, you have to have a champion.
Dude, it's been 10 years.
It is. Listen, in Division III football, Mount Union won in this last decade has won 10 or 12 straight, had lost two games in 10 years or something like that. Finally, teams are starting to come up and starting to win it every year. And that's just the only way it can happen.
I don't care. Two, I don't feel bad for not caring. Like, people want me to feel bad for not caring about watching women's basketball in Connecticut and raving about their 100 wins. I don't care.
No,
and I don't feel bad about it. And honestly, the only time I will care, maybe slightly, is if they actually start playing competitive games. So come back to me and yell at me for not watching Connecticut basketball when they actually are in competitive
games. I get all
games.
Of that, but it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the people who get mad at me for not caring.
Listen, the people that, you know what? I hate sports snobs. I hate the soccer guys who are like, oh, you mean you didn't get up at 5 this morning to watch the EPL game or whatever and start listing off names from like whatever 14th position club in the EPL they happen to be watching on, you know, their iPhone?
I don't know what EPL is.
English Premier League.
Thank
ridiculousness.
You.
Oh, by the way, remember I was talking about how Barcelona, you know, Golden State was like Barcelona, and I said
Barcelona.
Anybody can be beaten on any given day?
Yeah.
And Barcelona goes out there and gets whooped up 4-0.
Okay.
PSG. I know that's Paris Saint-Germain for you in the Champions League.
Okay.
It's the worst loss that they've had in Champions League since Franco.
Since Franco. Wait, you're serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time.
And it was on the same night that right after the Nuggets blasted the Golden State Warriors. That's just saying.
It could happen. I get it. Sports snobs. And mostly it's coming from people who already are interested in women's basketball or just love Connecticut, or and they try to make me feel bad for not caring about women's basketball.
No, do you know how you care about a sport? Make your team good so that we can watch it. The reason why UConn's
make the sport competitive.
Yes, the reason why UConn has been so good is because wait a second.
Not competitive.
Okay, the reason why it's not been very competitive. It's more competitive, but it's not competitive. All right. But however, I'm just telling you that UConn, when UConn women play, okay, because they are great, much better than anybody else in women's basketball, right?
Yeah.
They are filling that stadium. And so they are getting, you know, they are getting the fruits of the labor of that.
Well, they're filling.
South Carolina is just started, and they are starting to get better. They made it close, but with Stanford has been there, but they don't have quite the talent. Notre Dame's trying, but right now, you know, if you're the best of the best, you're going. It's like going to Alabama, man.
I'm not going to. If Connecticut came to play CU women's basketball, I'm not going to see that. We would get destroyed by 67 points. I don't want to watch that.
All right. Well, I will tell you that when Pat Summitt in Tennessee came to play Seal Berry and CU.
At the time, though, CU was already a good team.
They were a good team. They were ranked probably 7.
Yeah.
Tennessee was ranked 1.
And they'd been good for a long time. But there was a thought that CU might make it competitive, and you never know.
But I am telling you, when the number one team in the country came in, that place was full.
Had CU been a 1 or 2 win team, that place would not have been full.
I think that thing would have been definitely full. If Tennessee comes in. If Tennessee comes in, listen,
it's
man.
Boulder, man. We're not going to see games. We're not going to We're just not going
it's,
to see.
See, it's Connecticut, man. People like, listen, the thing that, okay. What you have to understand about Colorado, I'll tell you why you are. Because one of the things
not
that,
me.
Yes, and I'll tell you exactly why you will. Mm-mm. Because people who are born and raised in Colorado, okay, because there are all these weird different options of things that we can possibly watch on any given weekend. It could be mountain golfing on one day. It could be ski joring on another day. It could be, catching catfish with our fingers another day.
Noodling,
but I don't know what it's called in Colorado. All of that we have. So what makes us interested is spectacle. All right. We want good teams and we want spectacle. And Connecticut coming in would get a good crowd that it probably wouldn't stay very long. The crowd wouldn't stay very long, but they'd be there for the beginning.
Yeah, I don't even think that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd get the hardcore followers of the CU women's team. And you'd get a handful of people who are like, "Oh, I want to see you."
If Connecticut comes here mm-hmm. to see you, I guarantee you that they'll sell out.
I don't want to make that bet because there's just enough stupid people out there to actually pay money to go see our girls get whipped up on, and I call them stupid people. There's no other word
Listen,
for it.
Listen, man.
You're dumb if you want to go see your team lose by 60 points.
No, it's not about that.
It's not about that.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
It is about the shirt. It is about the No, I'm telling you, stop laughing. It's not funny.
Oh, no.
It is about the University of Colorado in this particular instance because you happen to be an alumni and I happen to have been brainwashed from a very young age to go there. For me, it's Ithaca College, okay? Every man a bomber, all right? All of that stuff. But we are cheering for a shirt, whether it is a shirt filled by a male or a female, by an African American, a white guy, an Indian guy, a Martian, any of it. Okay, I root for the shirt. I root for CU. I root for the Broncos. I root for the Nuggets. You know, those are the things that I root for. And if it's women going against the number one team, I'm going to be there to support the shirt.
I'm not. And I'm a diehard CU fan, but I'm not willing to pay money to go see my girls get whooped up on. I'm just
your
not.
Girls. Your girls.
Hey, they're my CU buffs, but I'm not going to go pay money to see them get their butts handed to them. And they would.
You never know. 60 points. You know what? I sat here yesterday. I sat here on Monday, and I was here earlier, and I listened to all the guys. I listened to Sean, Sean Walsh from 2 to 4. You know, I talked to him before about how the Nuggets were going to get thrashed because none of them was there. And I said, listen, people don't understand.
No, I get it. Miracles happen, but it ain't happening. They've won 100 games, more than half of them by 40 points or more. It's just not competitive.
Listen,
and we're not competitive. CU women aren't competitive in the Pac-12 right now.
I mean, they were ranked in the top 25 at some point.
They
this
started.
Year.
Yeah, I mean, they were.
I mean, they were okay, but this Pac-12 is very good this year in women's basketball.
Good. I get it, but if we're having a hard time winning our conference, there's no way we're going to beat Connecticut, and I just don't want to go see that. I will root for them as I'm driving in my car. Going to go see some noodling, skajoring thing, thinking, come on, girls, go win. But in the back of my head, I'm going to be thinking, God, I bet it's a 50-point loss. Easy.
Yeah, I just don't think that's being – I mean, that's just not being true to your school, man. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not expecting you to go to see every single game. I get it.
I'm not going
to
go.
I get it, okay? Listen, I have gone to some very intriguing and compelling women's volleyball games, and there's no one there for those games. It's amazing because those women can throw that down.
Well, and CU actually has a pretty good women's volleyball team.
Yes, and plus you're playing in the Pac-12, which has a
great tradition.
So, I mean, when you see these women playing, and they play in a little bit shorter net, but that's neither here nor there, but they're playing, and they are putting that ball down. Like down hard.
Oh, I would go see a women's volleyball game in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Okay, so why wouldn't you want to watch the best college women's team in the?
Because I know it's not going to be close. I just know it's not going to be close.
Would you go see? So there's some girl at a high school here in Colorado mm-hmm. who has YouTube of her dunking. Would you go see her?
If I was guaranteed to see her dunk, yeah, I'd probably go see that. But you got to guarantee me. I'm not paying money just to maybe see it.
There's no guarantees, man.
No.
Didn't you see Meet Joe Black? There's no guarantees in life.
That movie I did see. I liked that movie.
You know what was the funniest part of that movie?
What?
Mr. Guy getting blasted twice by two cars in the back. Jennifer Connelly. Oh, I'm just going to look back one more time and see him.
Boom.
Wham, 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 wham. Brad Pitt goes down.
For the count. It's the...